It sounds to the mind, it doesn't sound important. The most incredible transformation happens if you're able to even perform a little movement without the interference of thinking. And in many of you, this is already happening. And you feel this as peace while you do it. There is a peace in the doing. This is really what it is. So you lift up a glass, or you pour yourself a drink, hopefully not whiskey, or there's nothing wrong with that, but usually as presence emerges, it can easily become obscured again through becoming intoxicated. While you pour the water, there's simply an alert field of presence in which the action happens. To the mind, that is not important, because the mind says, well, come on, I've got other problems in my life than pouring a glass of water in a state of alert presence. And yet, that is the way out of all the ultimately mind-created problems in your life, when this is the emergence of an intelligence that is not conditioned. This is what all the whole teaching of Zen points to be utterly and completely here now in this moment, and to look and to listen. That is the Zen master. One master of Zen said, when asked, what is Zen? Said, doing one thing at a time. One thing at a time. And then the questioner said, okay, anything else? And then what? After you've done the one thing, what do you do then? Another definition of Zen, which then you simply already, I don't really know how alive Zen still is these days, but it was a beautiful emergence when Zen came into being of what is possible, the transformation of human consciousness that is possible. It came through that vehicle that we call Zen. It came through Jesus in other forms. What was the Zen master's definition when asked about what is Zen? What is the essence of Zen? Can please explain it to us? And this master became famous because all he ever did was he would raise his finger and look at you. Please explain to me the meaning of Zen. And some got it. Then the mind, once you have access to that dimension, the mind becomes a beautiful tool, no longer a problem, because you are the presence. You are the aware, conscious presence in which your sense perceptions happen, in which the things that happen to you in your life happen. Things come, things go. It's always now, always a deep sense of beingness, of presence, in which things happen. So you know yourself as ultimately consciousness, which is formless, timeless, eternal. One could say it is the light of God, the light of the source, but the light is not separate from the source, just as the sunlight is not separate from the sun, ultimately. It is an extension of the sun. One could almost say we still live within the field of the sun. In the same way, we could say consciousness is formless and timeless. Then out of it, forms come, are born. And the first form that is born will be a thought. And then it subsides again. And consciousness remains. And a sense perception happens. Now, if you can sense that while you go about your life, interact with people, perceive things, have experiences, play with things,